It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's on the iPod grooves.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
The iPod not working?
By a wheels-off comment.
Is the iPod not working now?
Or technical meltdown.
The iPod is going to be the ruin of this show.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week.
Is it plugged in right? I heard something.
Yeah. Everything's all right down there.
You have the volume up on it. I didn't think so. Good.
The emergency break of the week on the Little Ticket.
All right, Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We gave you the candidates, and you still have the right to vote on them, at least for now, at 888-787-1310. One of these days, though, we just may take that right away from you. All right, candidate number one comes to us from the show known as Bad Radio. They did their weekly segment, which is always a must-listen, with Jason Witten. And they found out in the interview, and they're asking Jason about what else is going on in his life, that they just had another child. They had a daughter this week, so that's pretty big news. Dan tried to invade their privacy just a little bit to find out the child's name, and things went terribly wrong and terribly awkward.
God is a Cowboy fan. He wanted that hole in the roof, and he's helping Jason Witten have his child during the bye week so that he will be focused during the rest of the season. Well, that's great, dude.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Did you tell us boy or girl? Was I not listening?
Girl.
What's your name?
Little girl. Yeah. We're not going to get into all that if you guys don't mind.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
We're not going to get into the name? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What? Doesn't have to be awkward.
No, I feel like it's awkward. Like I didn't.
Too late.
No, I didn't ask a tough question or anything. Do you not have a name yet, or do you just not want to go public?
We do.
Okay.
We do.
Because we didn't name our kid for like the first 5 days.
Five years.
That's just weird.
Well, you have that option.
I'm kidding.
You have that option. I guess you have 5 days officially to put it on the birth certificate, something like that. We went through a lot of different names.
Well, I have to tell you,
call her something different every day.
This makes this entire conversation seem unimportant.
Yeah,
and get out of here. Go do whatever it is you're supposed to be doing, and we'll talk with you when your baby's like an entire day old. How's that?
There we go.
All right, dude. Thanks for your time.
Right.
See you,
yeah,
Jason.
Got it. We'll see you.
Bye. There we go.
So awkward. So, wait, you do the name? You gonna say the name?
Man, that was really an awkward landing there for Bad Radio. Always love it when that happens to them. And we also love it when the T-Box has an awkward moment. Now, Craig Rosengarten, also known as Scart Sculling, has been on vacation for a couple of weeks. He came back this past Saturday.
So probably rested, refreshed, sharp.
Ready for anything. If Rick ever pitched it to him, he'd be ready to go. Well, as they're doing a live spot, believe it or not, Scart Sculling was not ready to go.
No MSG, no gluten, extra expensive casing. So when you grill them up and you bite into them, that extra crunch, it's fabulous. Cue Craig.
Oh, yeah, make it a great day. Well,
don't it a look great at the TV, okay?
I'm not looking at the TV.
Focus.
Make it a great day. Buy a Hoffman hot dog. You can go get him at any Albertson store.
That makes it funnier, doesn't it?
Buy a Hoffman hot dog.
Hoffman hot dog.
Why would they give him those words to say? He can't handle that.
By the way, that is the most generic copy point. Make it a great day. You could work that into any live spot. It works for any company.
Make it a great day. Call Roto-Rooter.
Right.
Let's try to work that copy point in for the rest of the day.
All right.
Let's listen to that one more time and make it a great day.
No MSG, no gluten, extra expensive casing. So when you grill them up and you bite into them, that extra crunch, it's fabulous. Cue Craig.
Oh, yeah, make it a great day. Well,
Don't look at the TV, okay?
I'm not looking at the TV.
Focus.
Make it a great day. Buy a Hoffman hot dog. You can go get him at any Albertson store.
Hoffman hot dog.
Well, that's awesome.
Hoffman hot dog.
It's good to have that team back together again.
Yeah, well, I got to buy.
Craig Rosengarten back and back for an e-break. And that brings us to candidate number three. I think that young T.C. Fleming does a very solid job on the ticket top 10. I think he puts in a a good effort to do the show every night.
Sounds like you're setting him up to tear him down.
No. I'm not doing that, but it does...
It's all you ever do.
It doesn't exclude him from having some wheels-off moments. And I couldn't do that either. If I'm doing tickers and I got to keep that straight and I've also got to run the top 10, I don't know. He's got a weird system of being live at some points and taped at other points, and it messes him up, like right here.
Back that off of that cliff.
Well, come on, let's get back to Peppermint Place.
How awesome is that?
Now, just back right off of that cliff.
Gordon actually tweeted a link to the video today. If you enjoyed that so much, you would like to personally see it. And I do recommend it. It's a pretty funny visual. Gordon tweeted a link to that video today. So if you go check Gordon at...
Let's go, Rangers! It all comes down
My
to
God. So he just punched off a spot?
Yeah. After he punched off what he was... See, I always thought he did that live at night, and then it was taped the next morning. But I guess not. I guess he's playing different segments off the computer he's doing the top ten?
We're trying to work through some things there, George.
Oh. Am I bringing back the curtain just a little too much there,
No,
Rich?
That's okay.
I'm with you. I thought it was live at night.
No, the intros to the segments are recorded. The tickers are live.
Okay.
It's to try to cut down on the number of things going on all at once, but maybe that wasn't working so well.
Well, then TC's a flawed guy, then.
He's a flawed guy.
If that's what you're saying.
Flawed guy.
Station.
All right, so those are your three candidates. One, Dan McDowell, Craig Rosengarten, or TC. 888-787-1310 to vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think that TC does a great job. You know, I think he's a Hall of Famer like 8-Ball.
I guess that's supposed to be fake. Michael Irvin.
Yeah. There's a TC vote there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning. I'd like to queef my vote for Rosen, please.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Am I voting?
La who?
Am I voting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go vote.
Hang on, I'll vote. Oh. Bad.
Bad radio.
Is that bad radio? Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
If the anus is on my hot dog.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'm going to go with Awkward Dan McDowell. Shout out to Teddy's.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Vaginal slice born.
Oh, stop voting. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, I'd like to vote for T.C. Fleming, and I love you madly, Giorgio.
Who is that? Go ahead, girl. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go.
I'm on the ticket?
Yep.
God, you dingleberry.
Unbelievable.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
We're going to name my baby Sergio Bora.
All right, I guess that's a Dan vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins, Dan, Craig, or TC?
I'd like to vote for Craig, please.
Thank you. See, that's the way you vote right there, folks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? I didn't hear all of that, but we got your TC vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
It's got to be Dan McDowell.
Has to be, you say. Wow, we got a tie between Craig and Dan. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
You guys ever get up to get a cold pop and then fiddle with your taint?
No.
Yes, but we also need a vote.
A cold pop.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Go, vote. That's you.
I like chicken.
What a waste of time, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Well, I'd like to vote for the e-break.
Yeah.
Well, let's not get into that right now.
Dan McDowell.
Okay, we have a winner. I was hoping that Craig would win so we could hear that again. Well, let's hear the awkwardness between Dan, Bob, and Jason Witten.
God is a Cowboy fan. He wanted that hole in the roof, and he's helping Jason Witten have his child during the bye week so that he will be focused during the rest of the season. Well, that's great, dude.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Did you tell us boy or girl? Was I not listening?
Girl.
What's your name?
Little girl. Yeah. We're not going to get into all that, if you guys don't mind.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
We're not going to get into the name? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What? Doesn't have to be awkward.
No, I feel like it's awkward. Like I didn't,
too late.
No, I didn't ask a tough question or anything. Do you not have a name yet, or do you just not want to go public?
We do.
Okay.
We do.
Because we didn't name our kid for like the first 5 days.
Five years.
That's just weird.
Well, you have that option.
I'm kidding.
You have that option. I guess you have 5 days officially to put it on the birth certificate, something like that. We went through a lot of different names.
Well, I have to tell you.
We call her something different every day.
This makes this entire conversation seem unimportant.
Yeah.
And get out of here. Go do whatever it is you're supposed to be doing, and we'll talk with you when your baby's like an entire day old. How's that?
There we go.
All right, dude. Thanks for your time.
All right, dude.
See you, Jason.
Dude.
Bye.
Just so casual.
Yeah, dude.
Production?
Hey, now.
How many is that for young Dan?
Well, believe it or not, it's his first win this year, 16th overall.
Solid.